So if anyone wants to get into a little bit the spirit of Rosh Hashanah, there's a daf in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. It's kedai to learn very the iyun. It's not quite a gadita because it's really speaking to the yisodos of Rosh Hashanah. Or some halachas also. Interesting, on this daf Tes Zayin, many members in the Gemara that are mentioned by Rabbi Yitzchak. Probably not a coincidence. Rabbi Yitzchak is the Amora that says, Lama Tokin, Kishen Yoshvin, Kishen Omdim. Rabbi Yitzchak. Yitzchak is, of course, Midas Hadin. Right? So Rabbi Yitzchak. Many members of Rabbi Yitzchak on daf Tes Zayin in Rosh Hashanah. So there's one Gemara in the bottom of Tes Zayin, Amid Aleph in Talmud Beis. That's the famous inyan of Kirbuv HaSatan. The Gemara asks, why do we blow Kishen Yoshvin and Kishen Omdin? Most Rishonim assume that means as follows. We know we blow 30 kolos before Musaf, and that's really the Kiyum HaMitzvah, because Midaraisa, as long as you have the 30 kolos, because the Gemara learns out that you need three truos, and every truo has to be before and after it at Tekiah. And since trua can be one of three possibilities, either what we call trua, we call shvarm trua, so then it comes out, you're going to have to do tashrat three times, tashat and tarat, so tashrat three times is 12 kolos, and then 9 and 9. So that's the 30 kolos that we know we have, and that fulfills the mitzvah doraisa. So we do it before musaf, and we do it al seder abrachos throughout the chazoras hashatz, and some who go in the shtoish shmon esrei. So that's, again, another 30 that you do during musaf. Or 60, as the case may be. So the question is, why do we have to do Kishen Yoshvin and Kishen Omdin? So again, the way the Rishonim, most Rishonim explain it, it's that there's an inyan to do Aseder HaBrachos. Together with Malchi Yitzchak and Shofros, we're supposed to blow the kolos of the shofar. But then, why do you have to do it before? And the Gemara actually talks about the inyan to do it during Musaf as opposed to Shachris. Why do we not do the long Shmon Esrei during Shachris with 9 brachos? So the Gemara says because it was a Gzeres Hashmad that there was a time that the Umos HaOlam would make sure that we would not be able to do our mitzvahs of shofar, and they would stay to a certain point and then they would leave. And so we were only safe at that point, and then we were able to blow afterwards. And once that was already set up, so we remained that way. Otherwise, we want to do it earlier because the reason Magdim and LeMitzvahs, just like we do Hallel, right, during in connection to Shachris, not in connection to Musaf, even though Berovam Hadras Melech, there are more people in Shul later on. So that's a Derech Agav, you see in the Gemara that normally you would say Zvisim Magdimen should be more important than Berovam, except because of Gzeres HaMalchus. Okay, so we do it later, so why are we doing it again before? So the answer is Irbav HaSatan, which has many ways to explain it. Irbav HaSatan, the Satan is going to get confused, confounded. Rashi says he sees the chiv of how we show chavivos for the mitzvah. Tosus thinks that Yerushalmi, he thinks that Mashiach has come. All kinds of inyanim, irbav hasatan. So Maisa, after saying this, now you have to know how this reconfigures our mitzvah. This is a separate inyan, not to talk about right now. But so are we yotzei everything with the first 30? Maybe we spoke about it another last year, I don't remember anymore. But are we yotzei everything with the per 30, and then what are we blowing later? Just to have shofar together with our Shmon Esrei, but have we in fact been, or is there an inyan that the mitzvah is ultimately being fulfilled with a Seder HaBrachos? And even though we make the bracha of Lishmoa, whatever the Nusach we say, Lishmoa, beforehand, but it's really meant to go on the Ikar Kiyum Mitzvah, which is later, and we're still doing the extra Tkiyas before on the Irbav HaSatan, whatever the case may be. So we do 60, right? The Ikar Adin, that's already for sure enough, and then we do Rav Chadimosa, the additional ones, to get us to 100. This is one Gemara. So Rav Yitzchak talked about this inyan called Irbav HaSatan. Then right on that, in the heels of that Gemara, there's another statement of Rav Yitzchak as well. The Amar of Yitzchak, the second line on Amid Beis, Kol Shana She'ein Token La B'Tchilasa, Miriyan La B'Sofa, My Taima, Dlo Irab Satan. If there's a year that they did not blow, on Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the year, Chas V'Shal Miriyan La B'Sofa, then you're going to have so-called Tkios at the end of the year. But Miriyan is in a sense, in a bad way. Miriyan, so to speak, because we know in Gemara Tainis that they used to blow shofar when there was a tzara. So there'll be chas v'shalom, there could be tzaras that could come if you don't blow shofar. So having the shofar in the beginning is a safeguard that the year will be protected. And if you did, and that's why, if you didn't have the tkiyas in the beginning of the year, there could be more of a risk later on. My time, dilot l'rabbi satan. There's something about ibrav satan that provides a buffer, a protection from tsaras that could likely possibly come. Now, what does that mean? So Tosus quotes from the Bahag, the Rishonim also quote this, the Ran, first Balachas Gedolos, Lav de Mikra b'shabata. We know last year Rishonim fell out on Shabbos. First day Rosh Hashanah. So what are you going to say? Nebuch, every time Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, there's going to be this terrible possibility of Marila B'Sofa. Eladis Yalad Unsa. It means that something happened. They couldn't blow, but it was a weekday. So does that mean any onus? It's also hard to swallow, right? The Torah quotes this Bahag. At the end of Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Hei, the Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Shana She'en Token B'Tchilasa Mirin La B'Sofa My Time Mishum Dro Mirab B'Satan Umeforish Bahag Dlo De'ika B'Shabata Ela De'Lis Yared Unsa V'Lo Taku. So, the Bach on this comment of the Torah, according to the Bahag, Iko Itmoa Mashakas of Maharil, that Maharil says it as follows, Davka Shoyim Mezidim, Shelo Itkoa. Avon Ispatka Machmas Ones, Lo Yo'una Lehem Avon. Own. The concern is only if in Mezid they were Mevatot Kiyah. But if it was an Ones, so Chayra, the way that the Torah quotes the Bahag, sounds like it's not consistent with the Maharil. Maharil says Mezid is a problem, Marin Lo B'Sofa. But if it's an onus, it's okay. And the Bahag says, not Shabbos, but an onus. So how do you square the Maharil with the Bahag? The Yeshloma, the Bahag Medabe, says the Bahag, Bahag Medabe Ba'onus de Aveda. There's two levels of onus. Aveda Karav L'Pshiyahu. Chen Kosva Gos Mordechai. Lav Dechal B'Shabbos Elgon Shenevat HaShofer, Onus Acher. Onus, meaning Hadome La'aveda, that you could have been more careful and not let it get lost. And therefore there's a certain element of mezid to it. Avo Maharil medabe ba'onus de gneva, de karav l'shogeg. So there's an onus karav la'gneva, which is more of a shogeg, and onus karav la'aveda, which is more karav l'mezid. Okay, that's what the Bach wants to say. Something else interesting is the Torah, right after quoting this Bahag and this name of the Gemara, has his own remez that blowing shofar is a buffer and protection. What is his remez? The Rashi Tables of Shofar. But what he says, remez gedaver, ein satan, the ein pegara. Here, ein satan, the ein pegara. There's no satan. There's no terrible happening. Rashi Tables Shofar. Now, where's the Rashi Tevos Shofar? I just have to drop the first word. Shofar, right? Satan, the Ein Pegara. But this is what the Torah says. Ein Satan, the Ein Pegara. Perush, kishiyeh shofar, Ein Pegara. So shofar, Ein Satan, Ein Pegara. Yeh shofar. Okay, so I saw a very interesting thing in the Taz. I'm going to end you with this. This is Taz. The Taz makes this point. The Taz is the son-in-law, of course, of the Bach. So he quotes his father, but he has his own pshat. So the Taz, at the end of Tav Kuf Pei Hei, again, he quotes what we just saw in the tour. The very end. Hatur Hevi HaGemara, Amar Yitzchak, and so on. So he says, the Hag says, it didn't fall on Shabbos, El Dis Yad Unsa, Ad Kam Lashon, Rekasha, Ha, Onus pater rachmana b'chol malkom, right? Onus, what are you telling me? Nebuch, there was an onus, and now there's a tzara coming. The ode, the maril, Miriam b'sof is only b'mezid, but if it's machmas onus, it's not a problem, which is against the Bahag. Says the Taz, here's the pshat. What's Miriam b'sofa? What does it mean? Really, it's something good. How so? Nearly, hach Miriam b'sofa, based on a Gemara in Brachas. sugyas of dreams. So nebuch, we have a situation, person have a bad dream, there's all kinds of things to do about it, right? There's hatavas chalom, there's birchas kohanim, you don't know what to make of the dream. But then there's a memra of the Gemara, of Chizda, that if a person has a bad dream, so the very sadness and anxiety that is provoked by the dream can itself be enough to neutralize the effects of whatever potential harm could come about. Lashon HaGemara, V'amar Rav Chisda, Tzedaf Nunheim Rachis, Chelma Bisha, Atzivusei Mistaye. Atzivusei Mistaye, says Rashi, Dayo Etzbono, Masha Adam Mis Atzev Olav, Mevatel Sachalom. In other words, the very anxiety that a person might feel because of the bad dream is sufficient to mevatel the bad dream. It happens to go on. This is not necessarily, it's sort of takes out a little bit of hope. Chalma tova chedvasi mistaye. You feel good about a good dream, so just the good feeling itself, that's already it. You know, okay, but we want to focus on the first part. Okay, good thing you want it to happen, actually. Okay, you feel good, it's also good. That's the schar. But Chamad Bisha Atribusim Mistai says the Taz, that's what's going on over here. Ayedesha hu doeg misatsev, because you're anxious, nitzol achakach mehara, shahaisa nigzar olav. So it is by Tekiyos of Rosh Hashanah. So it happens, you're nenas, the lo taku. Husiba meito yizbarach she'ir olhem kein. What Hashem do it preventing a tkiya be'ones? B'zeh marlem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ooh, now you're scared. Hashem wants you to get scared. She'yera lehem b'sof hashana. V'nafkamina she'yachzur b'tshuva b'yitzdaru lozeh. And then you're going to be worried. V'al deizeh yizkaper lehem mashin eschayv. To the contrary. So if you feel upset, if you're anxious, that gufa will be the kapara that it won't come to pass. That's this. Turns it on its head. So the very worry itself becomes your savior. You can't say that because Baruch Hu mar lehem. It's only when it happened, a mikra. So then, but even an onus bothers you. Next, you messed up, but it was an onus. So one way to look at an onus is to say, okay, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. Another way is to say, I feel bad. Okay, you feel bad. Good. Feeling bad itself is your takana. And the fact that you feel sometimes upset by something, even if you can find excuses for it. So you can look at it and look at the excuse and say, okay. Or you can say, I feel bad. Adarabba, you feel bad. So therefore the Maril and the Bahag are not arguing. Okay, then this is one Indian. And then he just says something else. What's Maria of the sofa? This Yosef says, the oivim will come, and they'll blow, or yavolehem ra. Pamacha, says the Taz, bali b'chalom. I had a pshat that came to me of a pasuk in a dream. Talked about a dream before, so another thing about a dream. Pirish ha-pasuk, b'chatzot, zvos v'kol shofars, and tehillim from Kabbalah Shabbos, mizmorim. Hariyo lefnei ha-melech Hashem. B'chatzosus v'kol shofar, Haril of Ne'am Melch Hashem, he says, Pshat that came to him in the dream was as follows. Based on this Gemara, that if you blow shofar in the beginning, aim token is Marian Lobis Sofa. She unisharim lekayim hatrua de shofar, kodem shetia trua chas vishom besofa shana meito yizbarach. Make sure to do tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah so there won't be a need for the bina trua at the end of the year from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubeze Omar, lefnei Melch Hashem. You blow lefnei Melech Hashem before Hashem has to cause it to be a trua of Nebuchadnezzar that comes later on. Chas v'shalom. That's the dream. That's the pshat he had in the dream. Finally, one more thing in the Taz, another nugget. Va'od hevi betur remez gedava ein satan ein pegara rasha teva shofar pirish kishiyei shofar ein pegara v'kasha hecha remiza ein satan. Adarav, take the rasha teva as a shofar lihipach mashba chas v'shalom. So that's the last thing. See something nice. He says we find in the Medrash that Samael, the Mekatreg, the angel that's Mekatreg, he ends up, the koch of the shofar is, he ends up being Melamed Zchus on Yisrael. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshecha Am Kemalachim. That's he ends up finding only good things to say. Al Kein Amakan, Satan, the Ein Pegara. Meaning, even if the Satan is there, it's Ein Pegara, because he becomes itself transformed into good. Mele, it's as if he wasn't there. So that's why it says Ein Satan, even though it's a Satan, because he's there, but he's actually becomes our advocate. And that becomes the Koach of the Shofar as well, that the Samal becomes actually someone who's Ma'am Mitzchus and Kal Yisrael. Okay.